Hey, Riley.
Yeah.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else?
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavors. Zest and spark, a million favors. Taste that smoother, smoother flavors.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. You know, being a parent to a teenage girl like Barbara Riley is a job that requires tact, patience, understanding, and intelligence. And Chester A. Riley is not a man to leave a job undone. In fact, he's constantly reminding his wife to do it.
Peg, you've got to do something about Babs, and if you don't, I will.
Well, what's wrong now?
What's wrong? Here it is almost midnight, and she ain't home yet.
Oh, Riley, it's only 9 o'clock.
Well, okay, so in 3 hours it'll be midnight. That girl's got no business going out without telling us where.
Now, she did tell. She went over to her friend Bertha's house.
Oh.
Now, relax, dear.
Well, how do you know she went to Bertha's house? How do you know she ain't out gallivanting around with some boy?
Because I believe Babs when she tells me something. Besides, I walked partway with her and saw her going to Bertha's house with my own eyes.
Oh.
Now are you satisfied?
No. How do we know Bertha isn't a boy?
Oh. For heaven's sake.
Well, you know how they all wear jeans today. How can you tell?
Hey, Mom.
And you, young man. Where have you been at this hour of the night in those pajamas?
I've been in bed.
Oh.
I just wanted a drink of water.
Yeah, well, now look, Peg. Don't try and change the subject by dragging Junior into the conversation. We're talking about Babs.
Will you stop worrying about Babs? She can take care of herself.
Yeah, well, she's only 17. You know what they're like at that age, boy crazy. Like you were when you first saw me. Them modern kids, there's no telling what... And who's this Larry Benson she's raving about?
Mother, Daddy, the most wonderful thing's happened. Congratulate me.
I know it. She got married.
Daddy.
Who is he? Tell me his name. I'll have him annulled. I'm too young to be a grandfather.
Oh. Daddy, relax. I didn't get married.
Oh. Well, in that case, congratulations.
Oh, honest, Riley, if you'd only stop jumping to conclusions. Well, what's all the excitement, Babs?
I'm going to get a bid to join the best sorority in school. Isn't it simply dreamy?
Why, that's fine, dear.
Good for you, Babs.
I forbid it.
You can't, Daddy. You just can't.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Too many girls in those sororities. Where there's girls, you'll find boys. And you're too young to go around with boys. Plenty of time for that after you're married.
Let's be sensible.
I'm sorry, my head's made up. Babs belongs to too many things. She's never home anymore.
Oh, but this is different, Daddy. The nicest girls in school belong to it. Joe Petker and Joni Brecker and Tony Komroff and Helene Bidwell.
Bidwell's old man. He owns a bank, Pop. Boy, is he loaded.
So what? It's so wonderful about being rich. I could be rich, too, if I'd have married money instead of your mother. Bidwell better than me just because I made a mistake 19 years ago?
Oh, so that's the way you feel.
Oh, well, I didn't mean it the way it sounded, Peg. There's bad acoustics in here. Now, please, forget the sorority, Babs. I don't want you going around with a bunch of ritzy kids getting fancy ideas.
Oh, but they're not all ritzy, except for Helene. They're all...
Hey, look. Look at that swell car stopping in front of our house. Boy, it's a Cadillac.
A Cadillac in front of our house? It must have run out of gas.
Oh, it's Helene Bidwell.
Now, look, Babs, if it's about that sorority, you're not joining.
Now, we'll discuss it later, Riley.
Yep.
Oh, I'll let her in. Now, Daddy, please watch what you say.
Junior, mm-hmm. Junior, you better get back to bed.
Okay, good night.
Riley, put on your coat.
What for? I'm wearing a shirt. Oh.
Hello, Helene.
Hello, Barbara. I hope you don't mind my dropping in like this.
Not at all. Come in. Helene, this is my mother.
Well, how do you do, Helene?
How'd you do?
And this is my father. Daddy, this is Helene Bidwell.
How'd you do? Pardon my glove.
Pardon my bare hand.
Really, Mr. Riley, how droll.
Say, that's a nifty Cadillac you got there. We were just admiring it.
Oh, that old thing? Last season.
Well, if you throw it away, let me know where, huh?
Margaret, darling, I never realized you had such a charming and attractive mother.
Oh, that old thing, that's last season. I mean...
thank you, Helene. Oh, Chester, dear, there's an important matter I want to discuss with you in the kitchen.
But I just emptied the garbage. excuse me.
You mustn't mind Daddy and his little joke.
He is rather quaint, isn't he? Well, I'll come right to the point, Barbara. You'd like to get in our sorority, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd be just thrilled, Helene, honest.
You've been seeing a lot of Larry Benson lately, haven't you?
Well, yes, but what's that got to do
just
with it?
Just this. You keep away from Larry Benson or I'll blackball you.
Helene, you're kidding.
Oh, am I? Just watch me.
Why, that's the rottenest trick I ever heard of.
Oh, fair in love and war, darling.
Don't you darling me, you drip. I'll date Larry Benson whenever I want to, and I don't care if you do blackball me. Now, you get out of here, you.
Oh, my, we have a temper, haven't we? Well, think it over, darling. I'm sure you'll see my point.
Oh, I'd like to take her and...
Is she going, Babs? Now, listen. If she's an example of the type of girl they got in that sorority, then I absolutely forbid you to join. Do you hear me? What are you crying about?
Babsy, dear. Why, what's wrong?
You don't have to worry about my joining the sorority.
Oh, good.
Then Helene's going to blackball me. She won't let me in.
What? They can't do that to my little girl. I'm getting you in that sorority if it's the last thing I do.
But, Babs, why is she blackballing you?
Because she's mean, that's why. She's just mean.
Yes, and I knew she was mean the minute I laid eyes on her. Putting on her airs. Some lingo she talks. Riley, Mr. Reilly, how druid.
Now, Babsy, dear. It's not worth crying about.
Oh, sure. Now, you cheer up, honey. I'll get you into that sorority. And when I say I'll do something, I do it. I ain't one of those windbags who blow hot one minute and cold the next. I blow just one way. The nerve of that little Bidwell brat. If you ask me, Junior, I think that... Junior, will you stop pacing up and down, stand still?
I am standing still. You're the one who's pacing.
Oh, I'm so upset, I don't know what you're doing.
That Elaine's sure a mean little crumb.
Well, that's what happens to some kids when they got a rich father. They get spoiled. Son, I promise you, I'm going to do everything in my power not to get rich for your sake.
Thanks, Pop. But don't overdo it.
But her father don't even know what kind of a kid he's got. Why don't I tell him? Yes, I will. Where's my hat?
Oh, Pop, you're not going to go see Mr. Bidwell.
Yes, sir. I'm going to face him with my face.
Oh. You can't do that, Pop.
Oh, can't I? I'll tell him a thing or two. Look here, Mr. Farrington K. Bidwell, I'll say. I'm one of the biggest depositors in your bank.
Pop, you're not a big depositor.
Look here, Bidwell, I'll say. I may only be a small depositor in your bank.
You haven't even got an account there.
Look here, Bidwell, I'll say. I'm through getting blotters from your bank unless you listen to what I have to say. You're going to ruin the day we ever met, I'll say.
Farrington. Farrington. Farrington Bidwell, will you put down that paper and listen to me? You haven't heard one word I've said.
I've heard all those words, my dear. You've been using them over and over for years.
I'll thank you to dispense with sarcasm. I've been trying to tell you about Helene.
Who?
Helene, your daughter.
Oh, yes, Helene. What has she done now?
She's madly in love again. Well, this time it's serious. She's talking about marrying this person.
What, again? Last month she wanted to elope with that submarine salesman. Who is it this time?
Well, I haven't met him, but it's some creature by the name of Larry Swanson or Brandon or some such name. A nobody.
Well, confound it, Lucy. Why can't the girl pay attention to her schoolwork instead of getting all mixed
oh,
up?
Oh, there's the front door. See who it is.
Edwards! Edwards! Where's that butler?
He's up in his room with a gout.
Butler. You'd stop eating all my caviar. Perhaps you wouldn't have gout. I think I'll have that door taken out. I'm coming. Yes, yes.
Is this the residence of Mr. Farrington K. Bidwell?
Yes. Whom do you wish to see?
I want to see Mr. Farrington K. Bidwell. Whom are you?
I am Farrington K. Bidwell.
L. Well, listen, Mac. I'll come right to the point. I want to talk to you about your daughter.
My daughter? What have you got to do with Helene?
Plenty. She was over at my house last night.
What?
Yeah, she met my whole family, and they feel just the way I do
about
her.
Why, this is preposterous.
Hey, Dan, who is it?
Wait here. I'll be with you in a moment. I'm coming, my dear. Lucille, he's here.
Who?
This nobody you were talking about. The one Helene wants to marry.
Oh, dear. I knew something like this would happen. What's he like?
It was bad enough with that submarine salesman and that disc jockey. But this time she's gone too far. He's old enough to be her father.
Oh, heavens. You must get rid of him.
Oh, don't worry. I will.
What are you going to do?
What I did with the others. I'll pay him off.
Now, look here, Mr. Bidwell. I ain't got all night. Now, if you want to do the right thing about your daughter, all you
just
need to do
is... Just a minute. There's no use discussing this any further. You are to forget that you ever met my daughter.
Oh, so that's your attitude. Well, let me tell you something. I can't forget her.
Well, you're going to. I have something in my pocket that'll make you change your tune.
No, wait, don't shoot, don't you... Oh, a wallet.
How much do you want to forget this whole affair?
Oh, no, you can't bribe me. There ain't enough money in the world to make
me... Every man has his price. Here, you take this.
You stop putting that money in my pocket. I don't want that.
Now get out of here.
Stop pushing
you
me.
Stay away from here. I'll have you arrested now.
Get out. You wait. The nerve of that guy. Forcing money on me that I didn't ask for and then throwing me out because I refused to take it. Some banker. I ain't finished with him. Helene.
Well, but it's a Mr. Riley. Aren't you in the wrong neighborhood?
I want to talk to you, Helene. Why won't you let my Babs in your sorority?
I don't care to discuss it.
Oh, come on now. What's the reason? You don't want anybody in there who's prettier and got more personality than you, is that it?
You. All right, you must know. You see, the girls in our sorority come from the best families in town.
So what? What's wrong with Babs's family?
Well, really, I've got nothing against Barbara's mother. She's a charming woman, extremely attractive and intelligent.
Keep talking.
Junior's a sweet boy, good-looking and quite bright.
Well, then what are you beefing about? The only other one in my family is... What a revolting development this is!
You have just heard the first act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. But now, here's an important question.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Today, my friends, is Groundhog Day, so cheer up, spring is on the way.
These last winter weeks are a tough to stand if you keep that PBR on hand.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavors, zest and sparkle, million favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor,
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Finest beer served anywhere. And say, friends, you want to know the real payoff on how to judge truly fine beer? It's easy. You just pour yourself a glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon and make the Freeway Experts test. One, look at that clear color, that creamy head. Two, sniff that fragrant Blue Ribbon blend. Three, taste that flavor. The flavor the whole world knows, and you're bound to agree,
Finest beer served anywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
Junior,
where's your sister?
In her room. How'd you make out with Mr. Bidwell?
Junior, I was never so insulted in all my life. He actually had the nerve to try and bribe me so that I'd shut up.
No kidding.
Yeah, but I ain't the kind of a man you can bribe. Not Chester A. Riley. I'm honest. Why, everybody calls me Riley the Square.
But, Pop...
I told him what he could do with his filthy money. I threw it right back in his face.
But, Pop, what's that in your breast pocket?
Huh? It must be a piece of lettuce from lunch. Huh? it's money. Well, he must have stuck this bill in my pocket. I wouldn't take his money for all the money in the world, trying to bribe me. And with a measly $10 bill yet, I'm sending it right back to him.
Hey, that's not a 10, that's a $100 bill.
I don't care if it... 100? Junior, you think maybe we ought to keep this as a souvenir, huh?
Well, you just...
No, I'm sending it back. You take it right over to his house.
Okay.
Now, wait. I'll write him a nasty note, too. And you can tell him from me that there's lots more important things than money. It's character that counts. And you can tell him the kind of a character your father is.
Who is it?
It's me, Babsy. Can I talk to you a minute?
If you want to.
Baby, I don't like to see you like this, sitting here and brooding.
Oh, I can't help it, Daddy. The sorority's meeting tonight and...
Oh, who cares about them? Come on, Babsy. Let's you and me go to the movies, huh? It'll take your mind off sororities. There's a swell picture. The Sweetheart of Sigma Chi.
Oh, that little cat, Elaine. I'd like to slap her face.
Good for you. And I'll take a poke at her old man, too.
You don't know the real reason she's blackballing me.
Well... Yes, I do. She told me.
She did?
Yeah.
Can you imagine such nerve? Telling me if I want to be in the sorority, I have to give him up.
You wouldn't do that?
Of course not. What do you take me for? He's so sweet.
Yeah, I know.
And so handsome.
Who are you talking about?
Barry Benson.
He's your father? What's Larry got to do with it? I'm the reason she won't let you in.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's because of Larry. Elaine wants me to stop seeing him, so
she... Oh, no, you got it all wrong, Babsy. It's on account of me, because I'm a nobody, a failure, and I got no charm.
Oh, that's crazy, Dad.
No, it ain't. Elaine was right, Dad. I'm nothing.
Oh, stop talking like that. You're a wonderful father.
No, I'm no good, and I can prove it. What did I ever accomplish besides getting born? Junior wants a bicycle. I can't afford it, so he has to sell papers and run errands. I made a slave out of my son.
Oh, don't talk like that.
I can't afford a maid, so on Sundays you stay home and help your mother clean the house, scrubbing and ironing. I made a dredge out of my daughter. Ask your mother. She'll tell you. Peg, go on. Tell her. Tell her I'm no good.
Huh?
Tell her the kind of a failure I am. Go ahead.
Now, what kind of talk is this? You're not a failure. You're a wonderful husband and father. And I'd rather be married to you than anybody else in the world.
You see, Babs, I even made a liar out of my wife. Mess. What good am I? I'm no good to Babs. I'm no good to Junior. I'm no good to anybody. I'm just so much dead weight.
That's good enough for me.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
How are you, Digger?
Oh, there's good news tonight. I just bought a brand new business vehicle, a Nash.
Oh, yeah, well, I like them. Lots of glass. The people in the back can see where they're going.
But it's just the kind of car I need in my business. It sleeps, too, in the rear. Someday I'll give you a ride in it. You won't even know you're moving.
I got big trouble, Digger, about my daughter.
Yes, teenage children can be a problem. Yesterday, a gang of hoodlums pilfered a toothpaste advertisement from a drugstore and hung it on the door of my business establishment. I was mortified.
Well, what did the sign say?
If not completely satisfied, return the empty box.
Well, it's more serious with Babs. You see, she was supposed to join a sorority.
And Helene Bidwell blackballed her.
Yeah. How did you know?
In my business, I have to know what's what and who's where.
Poor Babs. She's all broken up.
Ah, the poor child. I remember how eager I was to join the leading fraternity at dear old Undertaker's prep.
Oh, yeah. Well, did they try to keep you out?
Oh, yes. There was considerable mudslinging. But finally, they accepted me. Here's my frat pin with our motto in Latin. Accendent in quo non impresentia.
Well, what does that mean?
Eventually, why not now?
Well, you see, the sorority's meeting tonight, but I'm afraid it's too late to do anything for Babs.
Oh, but at least you can have some satisfaction. Go to this meeting. Tell those little pipsqueaks off.
You're right, Digger. It's at Bidwell's house. I'll tell him off, too. Nobody's going to throw dirt in my face.
They'd better not, unless they belong to my union. Cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Helene. I want to talk to you.
Oh, can it wait, Father? My sorority's meeting in the library.
They can wait. Helene, I just got this note from a Mr. Riley. I made a stupid mistake this afternoon, almost cost me $100, but never mind that. Is it true you're blackballing his daughter because her father's just a riveter?
Oh, well, that's what I told him.
So it is true. Just whom do you think you are? Do you know who your grandfather was? On your mother's side, I mean. Why, he was nothing but a phony old...
Daddy, not so loud. They'll hear you.
And what about me? 20 years ago, I was a horse trader in Pomona. That's how I met your mother.
Daddy, it was just an excuse. I'm sorry I did it. I guess it was mean.
Well, glad you realized that, Helene. I'm very glad. Now, it's never too late to do the right thing.
All right, Father. I'll vote for Babs.
Good girl.
Dad, I changed my mind. I want Babs to join.
Edwards. Edwards, the door. Edwards.
Sorry, sir. My gout, you know.
Confound that butler. I'll have to get him a butler. Oh, Mr. Riley.
Where's the meeting?
Mr. Riley, I made a terrible mistake. How can I ever pay you back?
Again with the bribes. Where are those girls?
They're in the library.
Oh, don't kid me. They didn't go to no library. They're in this house. I can hear them. They're in there.
But, Mr. Riley...
I got something to say to them. Oh, so here you are, you little hoity-toity.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Riley.
Now you listen to me, you kids. You ought to be ashamed treating my Babs the way you are.
But, Mr. Riley...
Let me finish. I ain't an active member of this sorority. But I got something to say. You ought to remember you're born in America. And America's a democracy where everybody's equal. And you know what that means? Every person is as good as the next one, if not better.
Mr. Riley, if you'd have paid attention
in school, you'd know this democracy wasn't handed to us on a platter. We had to fight for it. In 1776, we fought in the Revolution. And the blood of those Minutemen still stains the ground at Gettysburg. You heard of Gettysburg, didn't you? Where John Paul Jones said, "Remember the Alamo?" I didn't make that up, you know. That's history.
Mr. Riley, if you'll just
You
listen.
Think you're
sorority is so important? Well, it ain't. I wouldn't care for you snooty little bobby soxers, and that includes you, Bidwell. If you all got down on your hands and knees and begged Babs to join, I wouldn't let her.
But, Mr. Riley, we want Babs to join. We just voted her in.
On behalf of my daughter and myself, I want to say that we're proud to be members of this here now sorority.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment, but right now...
You can travel 15,000 miles to far-off lands and distant isles, from tropic sun to arctic snows. It's Pabst Blue Ribbon the whole world knows.
When a Swiss miss wants her Swiss to please, you're the lady. She not only serves him punctured cheese, you're the lady.
But with a beautiful Swiss full smile, she asks him this in rhythmical style.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavors. Zest and sparkle, million savor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Yes, sir, wherever you travel, to the far corners of the world or right here in the good old USA, you'll find folks enjoying that international favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Remember, the quality that has carried Pabst Blue Ribbon around the world is yours for the asking. The next time the waiter asks you, what'll you have? Tell him you want the world's number one favorite. Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere.
Oh, Daddy, I just can't believe I'm in a sorority. How'd you do
it? Now, it was a cinch. I just gave those girls a little lecture on democracy.
Oh, that stuff.
Now, Junior, I don't like to hear you talk that way. Democracy ain't stuff.
Yeah,
in a minute, Peg. You see, son, democracy means that everybody's got equal rights. Now, you take this house. You're my equal, and I'm your equal. Babs and me is equal, and Babs is your equal, and you're her equal. Your mother is my equal, and I'm your mother.
Riley, if you don't come out here and help me hang the laundry, I'm coming in there and drag you out.
Like I was saying, Junior, nearly everybody is equal. See, I'm coming, Dumplin'.
Well, Riley, congratulations. You spoke like a true champion of democracy tonight.
Ah, gee, Harry, thanks. And speaking of champions, tell the folks about that big championship fight Pabst Blue Ribbon is going to broadcast February 14th.
Bet I will, Riley, because that's the fight the whole world's waiting for. The 15-round World Middleweight Boxing Championship between Jake LaMotta and Sugar Ray Robinson. You'll hear the exciting blow-by-blow account direct from ringside at the Chicago Stadium 1 week from Wednesday night, February 14th.
Harry, wasn't LaMotta the only guy who ever beat Robinson?
That's right, Riley, and Jake thinks he can do it again. But, brother, that Sugar Ray is dynamite, you know. Now, remember that date, folks, Wednesday, February 14th. It'll be a fight you'll never forget. Jake LaMotta and Sugar Ray Robinson coming your way with the best wishes of internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, million favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers and employees salute the thrilling new show, It's a Great Day. The famous wheelchair review starring brave and talented paraplegics who fought for us in the last war. Don't miss this grand entertainment at the Blackstone Theater in Chicago now. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. See you next week. Harry Bonzell speaks. Bye.
See Tallulah this week in Look. Hear her on the big show Sunday on NBC.